Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
After the hour, this is the DJV program. D as in Doug Steffen, as in Dudley Steffen. J as in Jennifer. Jen, you can do Jen. Jennifer Horn. And then there's V, Victoria. There's no Vic here. That's all Victoria all the time. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with the discussion. One of the things that I hear from program people is that we sometimes don't talk enough about some of the issues, and I remind people what a short attention span we all have. So who wants to listen to the same problem or the same discussion or the same thing being discussed over and over and over and over and over again? We obviously have the same problem being thrown at us, and in the case of the circumstances that present themselves with the death of Floyd and the other things that go along with it, we have been saying things, all of us, I think, have said, when are we going to stop this? When is it going to change? When are we going to make sure that we get it right? And so this kind of has pushed us into that, into the recognition of that problem and trying to do something about it. Interesting, though, when you get about the business, the psychology, why was it so much this incident and not others that have moved us to action? Is it the news media? Is it social media?
We saw George Floyd being murdered on the video.
We saw the guy shot with a shotgun 3 weeks ago. Why didn't that start this? I'm not just saying that we shouldn't have started it a long time ago. But
I think it did start then, and then Breonna Taylor, and then George Floyd was the,
I think
was
it's
the
unfortunate.
Third one.
I think it's unfortunate that Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor are not the face of this movement, because
they should be.
They're actually maybe better examples of the movement, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Anyway, taking the problems, maybe people are reading more books about it. I know my daughter has gotten a lot of books for my grandson on some of this stuff. Not that he hasn't been exposed to it, because the class that he grew up in this past year was very diverse, because Los Angeles is very diverse, and it's run by the university, and that's very diverse. So are we going to change our habits? Are we going to learn things like new skills? Some of us will, some of us won't. Are we going to be shamed into it? Are we going to think it's the right thing because it is the right thing? Are we going to get rid of some of our bad habits or some of our thoughts? It's very difficult. You said something that was pretty pertinent, I think, Victoria, with regard to the guy on the CW who got canned for things that he said 4 or 5 years ago or posted online. Once you think that way, not likely that you're going to. It's been a part of it. It's been ingrained in you. And if you grow up around this stuff, if your father or mother are racist, then likelihood you're going to, like, if your father or mother are Protestants, you're likely to be a Protestant. Or, you know, anything you can come up with. If you're a Republican, your mother and father are. Jennifer had to pick a straw. Father thinks one way, mother thinks the other way. She went with her father, at least in politics.
Or actually, maybe I just went with myself.
Maybe you did. Yep.
I had influences from both sides, and and I have found what.
Was it like, okay, you ought to do this? Because my father used to say, you ought to do this or think this way because.
They were never like that, actually. No. My parents argued a lot about politics, but I was able to see both sides. And to be honest, I was the only person in my sixth grade class election to vote for Jesse Jackson over George Bush or Michael Dukakis. And the only person. And so, but my views have changed and gone on because I see what actually empowers people and what holds people back. And so, I don't know. I mean, that's just how I feel in my heart. I can tell you that anybody who tells you that they don't have stereotypes is lying, because everybody does. It's how our human brain works. It's how we process things. It's how it happens. It's how we describe people. But as far as racism goes, both of my parents are very considerate of people. And what I think I was taught more than anything from my family is to just deal with people individually, because there are great white people. There are great black people. There are bad white people. There are bad black people. There are great pink people. There are, I mean, it's just, who cares? I don't know. When I talk to someone on the street, I talk to them. I don't look around and go, oh, I can't talk to you because you look a certain way. And if everybody just dealt with people individually, I think it's, we're just, in this world, we're all about making these broad statements, and it's just, it's unfair to everybody.
A lot of things are changing around us, and it seems like we're being hit in the head from both sides. Not only do we have this to deal with, and it's appropriate to deal with it, it'll be something that'll go through, I think, a process through the summer. Some people will be happy, some people won't. There'll be some changes, and there will be other things. Oh, we change. That's part of... We that's what life is. Life is change. Look at a picture of you when you were five,
also,
and look at a picture of you when you're 50.
But life is also empathy and understanding, because saying what I just said would have me shut down on social media because people say that I don't get it. I'm out of touch. I'm
some
not
people,
sympathetic
not
with the movement.
Some
a lot of the loudest voices on social media would say
well,
that.
You know what? I don't really give a damn about the loud voices, and I wish more people didn't give a damn about what some of these blowhards, these big BSers on social media have to say. How about dealing with how you feel? What do you think? What's in your head? What's in your heart? More importantly, what's in your heart? I think that's really kind of, don't be following everybody else. Think for yourself, for God's sakes. That's what I'd like to think was happening. Here's these students, you see this, these 13 youngsters who they threw their own prom. It was not sanctioned by the school, and I guess when they went to the beach or something for a prom party, and now 13 of them have the virus. You see that in the...
Yeah, it's in Texas, mm-hmm. And this is the kind of stuff that's going to pop up, I think, more and
I
more.
Agree.
I was telling Jen during the break that, you know, I live on the beach in New Jersey, and it looked like, on Tuesday, it looked like Woodstock. There were so many people walking, you know, parking a mile, 2 miles away.
People are desperate
walking
to
the beach, all carrying coolers. And it was just, we couldn't get away from anybody. We were walking the dogs. We were the only two people wearing masks. It was crazy. And so, like, you look around, and we're in the second hardest hit state. It's obviously it's going to cause new clusters to pop up. It's, you know, what do people think? And then what? Then, you know, people don't want to be responsible, and then they're in the hospital, and then they're quarantined, and then they're putting a burden on everybody else just because they won't practice any social responsibility. It's ridiculous.
You know, in April, we were talking about where this was as certain places surged in the Northern Hemisphere, and I said, look at the maps. There's nothing going on in the Southern Hemisphere because it's summertime. Well, now it's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and you see the results of that. The Chinese pandemic that's there, even though it's slowing down in our hemisphere, in our neck of the woods, other countries down in the Southern Hemisphere, Latin America, hot spots everywhere, also Africa and Asia, Chile, Peru, Brazil, that's where it's happening in South America. And then you go, you look at some of these other places. Again, Africa, it's all over the continent there, where there are people who travel. A lot of places, you know, those tribes, those people live and die in the same 20-mile square radius. They never go anywhere. And that's the case in Asia. But because Asia is more susceptible to travel, that's why there's a problem. The air is dry down there now. They stay out in the air longer, and the particles tend to be bigger when the air is warmer. The humidity must... I thought the humidity was going to cook this. So that's what's kind of confusing.
No, it's the opposite. With humidity, which is why it's dangerous for people to think, oh, now we're in the summertime and it's fine. It's totally not. It makes
wear
it worse.
Wear a mask.
So,
wear a mask. I bought some... You get a kick out of this. Yesterday, I went to the Staples store, and I said, what do you have for masks? Guy looks at me kind of strangely. He's got a mask on. I've got a mask on. As if to say, why do you need a mask, pal? You're wearing a mask. I said, no, I want goggles, and I want the plastic face mask. What do you got?
Those are going to be the new normal, those shields. That's how they're going to send teachers back to work.
Yep. So I bought a shield to wear. Well, I thought I was going to Los Angeles this weekend, but I'm not sure I am now. But I've still got it for the next, when I do make the plan, or when I actually do go. I have the plastic thing. And I bought a pair of welding goggles that I can put over my glasses that will protect my eyes, which is what both Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack say is a good thing to do. So maybe that's part of the new world order. But those plastic things, man, They're just weird. It's like a sheet of, you know how the separators are in a notebook? They're plastic. That's all this is, with somebody stitching a piece of cloth around that you wrap around your head. That's it. And they charge you $6 for it. God, I'd like to be in that business. Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Speaking of business, how about a couple of commercials? 16 after the hour.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
It's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, every day we have our clip of the day at djvshow.com. Can you buy an alarm clock not made in China? That was the question that came forth in a discussion on the air, and that made the clip of the day at djvshow.com. I'm on a mission to find stuff not made in China. And I thought I had one with a new scale. No, that didn't work. Thought I could find one. You know, I've been looking and I still can't find one. I cannot find an alarm clock made in America. I can't even find one made in Europe. The Europeans send them to China. And even with all of the fine, what do they call it, all of the stuff, those European watches or the movements and stuff, Breitling. What are some of the other great watches that are advertised in the high-end magazines and stuff?
Patek.
Yeah. All made in China.
Good ones are Swiss made. They say that, like, that's part of
their
appeal.
They have the movements made there, but they ship them to China to have them assembled. And that's what I object. Good God. Where are we going? It's 21 at the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's see if we can make a good guy musically in this hour of our DJV program, because every hour during this portion of the hour, you can count on us having some music news, updates on famous musicians, what's going on in the music world itself. This is Trace Adkins.
It's about time we get some good music on
this. Yeah, this is Mind on Fishing, Jennifer, the name of the song. Got a new record deal and his big bass voice. Here we go. Mind, what's that? You like?
How can you not like this voice? Come on.
Isn't he the one that did your phone thing?
Yes.
Is that Trace Adkins? Yeah, that's right. All right, so we got this song, Mind on Fishing. This new video features his good buddy, country star T. Graham Brown. Trace says about the video, I look at this as the song giving life to the video, but the song lyrics having so much imagery was an easy script to follow. An old John boat with my Zebco rod. Those words add life to everything. Really, maybe in your life, pal, but not, not mine. When asked what message does he hope his fans take away from the video, he said, fishing's cool. Ha-ha!
There you
Actually,
go.
Actually, that's exactly right.
He's a prophet, really.
Is he? Then he had a jab at his friend Blake Shelton, but at least a tease. A better actor than Blake. Talking about T. Graham Brown. As if he was going to get Blake Shelton to be in the video with him.
Well, he and Blake just did a song together. That was a huge
hit. Ah, did they?
Yeah.
I guess we talked about that, didn't
they? They love each other. Remember, they went on tour together, too.
Yeah, right. What's not to like? Those two guys, big boots and the whole deal, Jennifer, right?
Be the cream and not Oreo cookie. You got
there
that
There you
right.
go. All right, next up here, musically, is a focus on Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit playing a string of West Coast and Texas shows next summer with Lucinda Williams touring as the opener. The dates next year with Lucinda, who released her latest album, Good Souls, Better Angels, back in April, begins July 19th of next year. Can you believe we're already talking about more than a year away?
It's like 2020 is just a wash now.
Yeah, it's gonzo. It's nothing. Yeah. It's a nothing year. Or maybe we'll learn a lot. It's a big change year, but things like this, forget about it. They're going to start in Vancouver, go to Seattle, San Fran, L.A., Salt Lake City. The tour also hits Kansas and Arkansas and then finishes up in Texas, so it's a West Coast kind of a deal, western part of our country. Isbell released his new album, Reunions, last month. Celebrated the LP with a crowdless live stream performance at Nashville's Brooklyn Bowl. So in addition to the newly announced dates with Lucinda Williams, he and the 400 Unit have shows on the books for this year, but as most concerts have, they're getting knocked off here. So they're going to be in Vancouver, Seattle, San Francisco, Santa Barbara. Have you ever been, Jennifer, to that Santa Barbara Bowl?
It's amazing.
Is it?
It's up on a hill so you can see the beach.
Yeah.
And it's a great outdoor venue. It's really, really beautiful. I love seeing concerts there.
Why would they be playing at the Greek Theater instead of something bigger in L.A.?
Because, well, it sounds like that's the kind of size that they're going for. Santa Barbara's not very big either.
It isn't.
Okay. So I think that seems to be pretty consistent with what they're trying to get at.
Yeah. Yeah, and I wonder, does this sound prejudicial? How does country music do in Mormon country? I guess that would be the question.
In Mormon country?
Salt Lake, yeah.
Now, how does any music do there?
How does country music do
in New York City?
Forget
the Mormons. If New York City has a successful, well, it used to have a country station.
It used to.
But, yeah. I think it might still. I'm not sure. Everything changes so much.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so they got lots of things planned, and a lot of people are planning great things for next year. Kind of hold your breath. Well, maybe not. But, you know, some small venues that are doing some things this summer, but not what it used to be and not what it will be. Let's put it that way. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
6 new research studies from universities across the U.S. found promising health impacts of consuming everyone's favorite berry, strawberries. The research findings include positive outcomes in the important areas of gut health, heart health, metabolic health, and brain health, which is good news all around for strawberry lovers. A serving of about 8 strawberries, either fresh or frozen, provides a complete daily value of vitamin C, 3 grams of fiber, plus potassium and folate. Strawberries are also rich in flavonoids, which help the body function more efficiently while protecting against everyday toxins and stressors. Strawberries have been identified to have antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that may improve insulin resistance, cholesterol, vascular function, and may reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. With all of this very good news about strawberries, what's not to love about this delicious red fruit? For more information on the health benefits of strawberries, visit californiastrawberries.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A key House committee is holding a hearing on police reform. George Floyd's brother, Felonious, is urging action after the death of his brother and other unarmed African Americans in police custody.
George called for help and he was ignored. Please listen to the call I'm making to you now, to the calls of our family and the calls ringing out the streets across the world.
Floyd is one of several witnesses that is testifying for the House Judiciary Committee about police practices and oversight just days after Democrats in Congress unveiled legislation that would prohibit the use of chokeholds and some no-knock warrants. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
We will have a police department that our communities view as legitimate, trusting, and working with their best interests at heart.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
The nationwide police brutality protests did cause more coronavirus infections. And USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Some D.C. National Guard troops deployed to protests in Washington have tested positive for COVID-19, as top White House coronavirus task force members warn governors of a possible spike in infections tied to nationwide protest rioting and looting. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, telling ABC's Good Morning America.
Yes, I mean, the most important thing, unfortunately, the report of the National Guardsmen being infected is certainly disturbing, but is not surprising. The issue of physical separation is important. Masks can help, but it's masks plus physical separation. And when you get congregations like we saw with the demonstrations, as we have said, myself and other health officials, that's taking a risk. And unfortunately, what we're seeing now is just an example of the kinds of things we were concerned about. So I wouldn't be surprised that members of the congregation that were there demonstrating could also be infected. And many of them would then go back to where they were, because not everyone was demonstrating in the city where they live. They've come from the outside. So it's the kind of things that we were concerned about. And unfortunately, we're seeing it come true right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, I'm Doug Steffen. You notice everything is an opportunity. I had the COVID salad last night. It was a chunky, why it was called that. I went to grocery shopping.
I would never
shopping
order yesterday. That. I would never order that. It sounds risky.
But isn't it funny how marketers take advantage of every moment, right? You can come up with something. Just anything.
Well, I guess that's how you know we're getting over it, because no one would have made that joke 2 months ago, right?
No, probably not. Yeah. I guess that's, yeah. People are just so funny. All right, so speaking of being funny, Victoria, you've been drinking a little too much budget beer. What's going on here?
Not budget beer, but sure.
What's an example of budget beer? What kind of
Natty
beer?
Natty Light, Busch Light, Miller Light. Those are the. And there are other even cheaper brands. I'm not a beer drinker, so I really couldn't tell you a whole lot more. But
Jennifer, you're a beer drinker, right?
Mm-mm. Not a lot, no. I mean, I'll have a beer at, like, a baseball game, but no, usually wine or vodka. That's about it.
Okay.
Well, we know that Americans have been drinking a lot during this COVID pandemic. Since March 7th, alcohol sales have gone up 27%, according to Nielsen. And the two biggest winners are domestic beers, which are the budget beers, like we mentioned, and spiked seltzer. And I have definitely seen, every time I've been to a liquor store, I have seen people with cases and cases of spiked seltzer on their way out the door. So,
because people think they can drink it during the day while they work.
I guess. You know what? That's, I didn't think of it, but you're right.
At home, yeah. Drinking at home while they work.
While you work, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well,
drinking while you work. Yeah, they say that actually
now in tracking sales, customers have been turning away from domestic brews and are actually going to pricier imports like Corona, which is somewhat ironic, and then the lower-calorie alternatives like White Claw Seltzer, and then for hard liquor,
who would want to drink Corona beer during the coronavirus? Who thinks that?
Well, apparently a lot of people.
You just ate Corona salad. What are you talking about?
If you like Corona beer, you're not going to stop drinking it. I don't like the White Claw seltzer, but I know that that's hugely popular. And apparently sales of tequila are way up. And so even of all the hard liquors, tequila is selling the best. Maybe because tequila is not a downer. I don't know if people are afraid of getting depressed while they're drinking so much.
Isn't there a book written called Tequila Mockingbird? Do I remember that?
Budget beer has boomed for two reasons, price and familiarity, they say. Shoppers were in a stock-up mode at the beginning as people sheltered in place, and they wanted to limit their trips. And people are also buying larger, more trusted brands with an emphasis on affordability. So seltzers, which basically last year were dead in the water, now their sales are up $1 billion just since March 7th. Between March 7th and May 30th, the seltzers have sold $1 billion in sales. Wow. And Spike Seltzer last year, the whole year of 2019, they did $1.5 billion. So, and that's pretty crazy in 2 months to have $1 billion in sales. But like Jen said, I didn't even think about it. But yeah, you're right. That's something you could kind of sip on all afternoon and, you know, still be able to be on your Zoom call.
Wait a minute. Let me have a drink. Yeah. All right. So budget beer, there it is. Big business. Buy into that. All right. Couple of other business stories here. The Federal Reserve has made changes to its so-called Main Street lending program, so more small and medium-sized businesses can now get in on the action, lowering its initial loan minimum, raising the maximum that can be borrowed. Also expanding the loan terms to 5 years, among other changes. Loans can now range in size from $250,000 to $300 million. Cap was $200 million before. The statement from the chairman of the Fed, Jerome Powell, said, quote, supporting small and mid-sized businesses so they're ready to reopen and rehire workers will help foster a broad-based economic recovery. I'm confident the changes we're making will improve the ability of the Main Street lending program to support employment during this period. The Fed's also delaying the repayment period for this stuff from 1 year to 2 years. Interest is delayed for a year. So I'm wondering out loud who does this. I go to a bank if I'm going to borrow money. The bank goes to the Fed to take the money. I didn't know you could go directly to the Fed to borrow money. I thought you had to go through a bank. Anybody ever, Jennifer, you borrow money for the business?
No, we don't. We try not to do that. I mean, obviously, we looked into the PPP and all of that, but I think it makes that banks are getting into a lot of trouble for prioritizing and
discriminating.
It's not just about discriminating on race, which we're talking a lot about right now, and it happens for sure. Discriminating on size of the business, discriminating against some formula. I think it's dangerous, again, going back to just how I feel about all of this. It's really based on the individual, and we have to take things case by case, and we have to be kind of same when we look at this. Unfortunately, for banks with lending, if you don't fit their certain formula, you're out.
Forget it.
And so I think that it becomes discriminatory because there's just that one formula, even though there are a lot of people who fall into the cracks on that. So I don't know. I can see the appeal of trying to bypass them. I don't know how many people successfully can do it. I certainly didn't know you could.
I didn't. I'm going to look into it, though, because I think it's a very interesting concept, frankly. And while we're in this department, a bond investor, Jeffrey Gundlach, who is the CEO of Double Line Capital, they've invested $135 billion, so he's got some credibility in business. He says that there will be more higher-end unemployment, white-collar workers, people making 100 G's or more a year. Those are the ones that are getting squeezed out. More than 42 million Americans filed for unemployment since the beginning of the Chinese virus. And now the unemployment figures show pretty positive rehiring trends in certain sectors. For example, Dunkin' Donuts, they call themselves Dunkin' now, they're going to hire 25,000 new employees. Now, how many did they lay off? Anybody know? You can say they're hiring 25,000, but how many did they give
I don't think they had to lay off so many, because Dunkin' was allowed to be open. The one that's near me, it's you walk up to the
Window.
Or it's a walk-up where ours is. There isn't a drive-in there. The line is all day long out the door. So I don't know that they really had to lay off too many people, because they still, at least in the one that's near me, it's all the same people working inside.
Yeah. Well,
so busy. They've got online orders. They've got walk-up orders, which is great, because I don't want to see any business fail or go under. But, I think that there's just – you know, that's interesting. Starbucks has actually taken a hit because people have gotten – I think people were in the habit of Starbucks, and then everyone started making their own coffee at home, because Starbucks was totally closed in most cases for a while. And Dunkin' didn't. And I think that people switched to Dunkin' and they're realizing, I don't really need to spend $6 for a latte at Starbucks. Right. I can
Dunkin's
save money.
A huge success.
All these new habits that people are going to have to deal with. Yep.
The headquarters right down the street from me. And they have, as a matter of fact, very interesting. Their headquarters are almost exactly opposite on the other side of the street in an industrial park of CVS, which was started, called Consumer Value Store, started in Westboro, Massachusetts as well. So there's a lot of stuff going on here with regard to those. Yesterday, I gave brief lip service to the kinds of jobs that are opening up. Most of them are in the $25,000 to $35,000 a year range, opening range, for lots of people working in the service sector. And there are tons of jobs depending on where you are. I mean, it's kind of like what happened. And I forget what tripped this. It may have been the last problem that we had in 2009 with the economy and the depression that followed. It certainly was a depression in my business. It was a recession for some, but a depression in this business. And then where people were going away and where the new jobs were, nurses, and that still is the case, working in the medical field, that's the case. A lot of people getting retrained, but truck drivers, delivery guys, I don't know about you, I'm getting 3 or 4 deliveries a day here.
You want one more really good business story?
Yeah.
That we can all maybe feel hopeful about?
I'd like to throw brickbats at PG&E because they so deserve it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what else? What else?
So good news for Hertz Rental Cars. They filed bankruptcy. When was it? On May 22nd?
Yeah.
Well, so the stock dropped to $2.84. If you had spent $10,000 and invested in Hertz right now, you'd have $125,000.
It went up. I love going for these rejects. Why didn't I do that one? Come on.
I don't know. It went up 115%.
You can see that happening. That was so predictable. And I think if any of us have had any money, we would have done that. Same with the airlines. Airline stocks are up tenfold in the last week and a half. American Airlines was at $5. It had been at $55, and I think it's now at $14 or $15. So
Hertz is back up to $5.53. So it's a good sign that people are really willing to travel and are looking to get back.
They're going to rent cars. They're going to buy RVs. They're going to do that kind of stuff. I mean, we have this new world order. We were talking earlier, Jennifer, about buying Airstreams in a company like Airstream, Gulfstream, or any of these big RV outfits. The sales of these things are going through the roof, and they're cheap. You can buy one for $50,000. You take out a 20-year loan, just like it's a mortgage, pay $370 a month, and you're all set. Here we go. What do I need to get on a plane for? I want to go here, there, and everywhere. Gas is cheap. It's gone down again about 10 cents in the past week. You notice that? Where I am, it's $1.93.
And I haven't had to fill my car up in a month, so I haven't noticed what it's at in Jersey,
yeah,
but I'm sure it's pretty
cheap. Driving anywhere. But anyway, people are buying these Airstreams for work, put them in the backyard or on the driveway or something. I just wonder whether or not you'd like one in your neighborhood, but listen.
I don't think they cool. bring down the neighborhood. It's just Airstreams look really cool.
There yeah. they are. 10 before the hour.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mop and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to.
We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mop and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Joining us now is Laura Banks with a look into the stars, astrologically speaking. And a lot of people in astrology wonder about these eclipses. There are six of them this year. We're having a full moon, a new moon. What is all of this, and how's that impacting? I know you like to keep in touch with me and what my stuff is all about, but in general, how do these things, these things affect what people are going through? Are we going to have more upset because of the full moon, more riots, more of the kinds of stuff that we've had? I know most of the good astrologers I know think that we're just entering into a phase, in fact.
Well, what's interesting is with the three eclipses, which are 2 weeks apart, which is very rare, really what that often brings out in people is a sense of wisdom, evolution, and sort of a marker in time. So we're seeing these revolts and these people in the streets, these peaceful protesters. Really, there's a line in the sand here, and we're coming to months and months and years and going back, 400 years, right, in really slavery and what's gone on with blacks in America, having to take stock of everything we've created as a consciousness and as a systemic problem. So with 6 out of 8 of the planets also in retrograde, we are in this process of having to do a really, really uncomfortable look back on what we've created as a culture. Mm-hmm. And it's not a comfortable time. So this is a transition time with all these eclipses, which are just really like the eclipse on June 21st is going to be a happy eclipse because it's a solar eclipse. So we should all feel like that vibe is going to be nice.
Well, it's in tandem with the changing of the seasons, too. How is that powerful impact of having the first day of summer on a day with that event?
Well, it's so being overrided by all these retrograde planets and all these eclipses, and then Mercury goes retrograde June 17th.
We got how many planets in retrograde?
six out of eight of the planets. So we just have so much to sort out. So it's a good time to be sorting out and going back and fact-checking on whatever it is you're going to be doing. Or like right now, I am involved in launching businesses and opportunities, and it's not like you can't. But it does feel like I'm moving through mud. But but Mars does go into Aries, which is a very lovely thing on June 27th. Lovely meaning it's going to get us out of some of the haze we're feeling and through the retrograde. At the same time, it's going to create action in a time where I hope that these protests are managed peacefully, because with Mars going into Aries, it would not be a time to have violence, because that's the only problem with Aries, is that it can create sometimes violence. Mm-hmm. So hopefully I see it moving toward a peaceful place. June 29th, Jupiter meets Pluto, which is a lovely conjunction for prosperity and opportunities. So I think we'll continue to dig our way out of the money issues we're having as a country and as a culture and personally.
Do these things go up and down? Like, could it be that we do have some quiet, soft time for a while, and then in a couple of months, things, whether it's because of what's happening, the reality of our social setting and landscape, versus the medical landscape that we're living through. Is there, you know, because there, if you look back, I think you told me this a couple of weeks ago, that this time, the last time all of these planets were replicated the way they are right now was during the American Revolution. And then the time before that, when the same planet replication took place, was the fall of the Roman Empire.
So, right, and in 1914 we had World War One, and in 1982 we had AIDS. So Mars has a personal placement in all of our lives to see what we do day by day. For instance, you know, Mars falls into my 10th house of Capricorn and social status and recognition. So I'll see activity that's positive in my area of career. I'll look at your chart to see where Mars falls, and everyone should just get that understanding or start to notice where is Mars in your chart, because if it's in the fifth house, you're going to see an opportunity to create possibly romantic attractions or travel in the area of amusement or risk-taking, anything Leo-related. If it's in the sixth house, you're going to get busy with detail-related work. So we have personal opportunities inside of this pandemic and inside of these protests, which is just altering the mapscape of our brains.
You know, I know, but the most difficult thing for the average person, this is general information, the most important thing for you to get is how this all works for you. So that's why I advise you to go to StarGalNetworks.com, Laura's website, StarGalNetwork.com, or call her, why not? Get a connection, 800-571-3978. That's Laura Banks, StarGalNetwork.com, or call 800-571-3978. Laura Banks here at 59 past the hour.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.